Yeah, the roads are like really skinny, so it takes long, time to get out there. I often go up to the coast a lot. You know, it's nice. It wouldn't help us out by being Irish, you know? I don't see how it would. Like, it's just, I don't know. In Limerick, where I'm from, there's no rock and roll scene like there is in some place. Like, Dublin has a bit of a scene, London, LA has a bit of a, you know, rock scene, like, you know. But we kind of never really got into that, which was great. Because a lot of people tend to kind of get stuck in that and think, you know, we're rock stars now. We don't need to worry about anything anymore. I think that's a bit of a big problem because, you know, people get stuck in kind of one place and they're concentrating on one place and they don't think that there's basically the whole world to think of. I mean, because we're popular here, but, you know, we're not half as popular at home or in Europe. So we've got to, like, work really hard next year. We did like 4 or 5 tours in England and like worked up a really big fan base there. But it's not a mainstream thing. It's just kind of like more of an alternative thing, as they quote. But it's just basically a fan base of people that come to see us. And it's the same in Ireland. And around Europe, we'd only been to Europe once. So we did a support tour with an Irish band called The Hot House Flowers. We did that, so we kind of like laid another little level there. And France, we were getting a lot of radio play and stuff, which was quite popular. And we did some radio station things. But when we came over here, it just went absolutely mad. Like, and everyone started, like, we're the next big thing or whatever, you know, all this. But, I mean, you know, we've still got a lot of other places to think about. We haven't been to Japan or Australia, and we had a top 10 hit in Australia with Linger. So we're going to go down there next year. And, you know, so by the end of next year, we'll be quite satisfied, I'd say.